For years, cyclists have faced long odds here in Texas, where city roads are clogged with trucks and cars. In fact, Dallas was ranked the worst city for bicycling in the country for several years in a row. But as NPR's Elise Hugh reports from the capital city of Austin, there are signs of hope for those who prefer transportation on two or even three wheels.
We're traveling by pedicab in Austin, Texas, which is a pretty popular way to get around.
There's a lot of us out here, and I mean, you watch us go by every 30 seconds, you know?
That's pedicab driver Austin Mathern. Yes, somehow I wound up taking a pedicab ride in downtown Austin from a guy named Austin.
Let me see if I can fit through you. Go on, man.
If you're not familiar with pedicabs, they are bicycle-rickshaw combos. Some are covered, most are open-air rides. And this Texas city, where the disgraced Lance Armstrong still lives, has long been a progressive, cycling-friendly place.
It works here. Also, the way that downtown is set up, all the entertainment districts are so close together that it really is a very viable transportation option for us.
Bicycles as a transportation option is becoming a bigger conversation across the state as traffic snarls grow worse. Austin ranks high among the most congested mid-sized cities in America. So besides its burgeoning pedicab businesses, bike sharing has also gotten going here. Earlier this year, the capital city became the fourth in Texas to start a bike sharing program. Anyone with at least $8 to spend can rent a bike, ride it around, and drop it off at any of the city's 40 bike share sites. Despite having a bike of his own, Sean Ironmonger rents one to go out.
It's nice when I don't know where I'm meeting people or if I'm going out for a happy hour and then I want to, like, hop a ride to the next spot or whatever.
That the blue city in a red state is friendly toward cycling isn't that newsy, but these days, the state's other major cities, San Antonio, Dallas, Houston, where oil and gas companies dominate the economy, are actually leading several pro-cycling policy changes.
At the city level, it's absolutely amazing. It's on fire.
Robin Stallings heads Bike Texas, the statewide advocacy group that pushes for bike-friendly policies.
Not everybody has room for their truck if everybody's in a truck. So we need to at least get some people out of their trucks make room for the rest of us.
To get there, Houston passed more than $100 million in bonds for bike trails. San Antonio plans to triple bikeable streets by 2020. Dallas unveiled plans to lay out a new network of 1,100 miles of bike lanes over the next decade. And all of this is rooted in a very Texas kind of reason. City leaders realize bike lanes are good for business. Robin Stallings.
Companies like Samsung and Google are looking at the bicycle facility infrastructure before they decide what city they're going to locate in. So this is really being driven by economics in Texas. It's not all about people seeing themselves on a bicycle, but seeing what it does for the quality of life in a city.
But for cycling culture to catch up to car culture, a long road lies ahead. Census numbers show in Dallas, only 1 in 1,000 people cycle for transportation. The average for the country's largest cities is 16 times higher. And some of the state's biggest barriers to cycling are practical, not political. Commutes are long and summer temperatures fall somewhere between hot and hellish. Sean Ironmonger thinks there is such a thing as too hot for cycling.
Once it gets to where I need like a real good shower, once it gets somewhere, I can't really do it for commuting.
And attitudes aren't quite there yet. Mathern, the pedicabbie, says the car-only cohort still isn't so willing to share the roads.
I wish there was a way we could change people's view of that. You know, maybe it'll slowly start happening.
Making Texas more cycling-friendly is an uphill climb, but money motivations are moving it forward. Elise Hugh, NPR News.